Hello. Audiobiography number 7. Maps. This is all inspired by last night, basically. I had an opportunity to play little video games. Video games. Something I don't get to do very often anymore. Not since my high school slash college days, really. I mean, I still play every now and then, but the intensity is still certainly not there anymore. Anyhow, this is a spaghetti western game, kind of based around the turnover from the Wild West to sort of the modern civilization on the edge of Texas. And I would say it's definitely the best return to the spaghetti western theme since, I'd say, probably Unforgiven. I know I'll probably get some guff from people saying 310 to Yuma was super awesome, but personally, to me, that movie stood more on the backbone of Elmore Leonard's writing than on the actual portrayals in the film or the quality of the film itself. Like, it was an okay film. It was a solid film, but I don't think it was great. I don't think it was epic. Anyway, good but not great. My point more being, though, that I had in-game to go find some treasure. There's a treasure hunter mode in which they provide you sort of a series of hints, usually just sort of landmarks around, and then you've got to figure things out. And in my terrible thirst for treasure, I had to turn to the paper map that comes with the game. For people who don't play video games very often, these paper maps are just basically layouts of the world that you're in, but they provide them more as collector's items. They're not really necessarily intended to be actually useful, because most of the games provide in-game maps that do the exact same thing. But sometimes, it's just easier to lay out a big piece of paper. And last night I spent 10 minutes poring over this large color map that came with it. And it reminded me, if you've ever seen pictures of my office, one of the things that I put up in decoration are maps of the different places that I've traveled. And I don't mean in real life, although I do try to put up those too. I mean in video games. I have Liberty City from the Grand Theft Auto games. I've got Morrowind, some older games, some older Super Nintendo RPGs that no one ever heard of other than me, Mystic Quest and Seventh Sega. And there are a few others I'm sure I'm forgetting. The cloth map from UO. So I did. I found what I was looking for using the paper map, and I was very happy. Hopped on my pony, and off I went. But it reminded me sort of why I keep these things around. Although it's very unlikely that I'll ever return or want to play Grand Theft Auto 3, for example, that I'll ever want to return to Liberty City. I do have a lot of memories there. I think my brain, primitive animal that it is, tries to memorize locations that it travels through a lot. And although I never actually moved physically through Liberty City, there are plenty of street corners that have memories, Hey, there's the spot I accidentally flipped my car 7 times and managed to land on the tires and drive away. There's where I got in a big gang fight and everybody but Billy Bobob got wiped out and we had a great friendship afterwards, or whatever the case may be. I mean, alternately, there's the place where I, finally got the flight spell and launched off and felt like a, Uber deity or whatever the case may be for whatever the game. And I'm very unlikely to ever go back and dig out those Super Nintendo games and play through them again. I don't really require the maps for any practical use. But I retain them as sort of mementos of places I've never visited. Souvenirs of a land I'll probably never return to. Anyway, I guess that's actually about it. I don't really know what else I was going to say about this. But hopefully this isn't too boring. If you got any feedback, comments, questions, you can email me at skinner@skinner.fm. Find the blog at skinner.fm. Or, punch some donkeys. Donkey puncher.